You said what?
I ain't interviewed on
the
couch today.
What? What you want to be rapped by Tony or something? Man, that's a real nigga right there.
He got to move his leg or something, man.
Yeah, I sure didn't see your leg cocked up like that. You got to, come on.
Unless he moves his leg, I'm chilling back. We don't have to interview like this.
Well, I guess we gonna interview like this then. Cause I ain't moved my motherfucking leg.
Tony motherfucking real rich.
Tony motherfucking real rich, bitch. You gotta put the bitch on the end of it.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Mike, sit your ass down, bro. Go.
Bro, come sit the fuck down. I'm gonna move my leg. All right. I'm gonna move my motherfucking leg.
We keep our interviews real. She can talk and do and walk in that shit. We ain't doing none of that.
Yeah, bro. What's up, man? Straight?
So you Charleston White grandson?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
What did you put this ugly ass pillow up?
Just want a little space and shit. You know.
Okay. Yeah. You need a little space?
Yeah, type of shit. Type
but
shit.
I can get comfortable, right?
Man.
I'm just trying to get a little comfortable. So what you want to talk about?
Shit. You got to move that out of the way. I ain't going to lie.
What's wrong? This is just sexy.
That was giving
you paint. Ever heard of these shoes?
That was giving paintball. You guys put them on the way.
Look how he doing his lip.
You ever heard of these shoes? This is just sexy.
What?
This is just sexy. That's the name of the shoe. I'm sponsoring them.
Hey, Wick, where you be finding these people from, bro?
That's Tony, baby.
You ain't never heard of me?
They said you a Crip. How the fuck you get in?
No, I'm a gay Crip. Excuse you. I'm a gay Crip.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like banging on you, bro.
Where you from? Is you a blood?
Nah, I ain't shit. I'm American.
Oh, so you a peon. You ain't shit.
Hell no. How long? Well, I was going to say, how long you been allergic to pussy?
Allergic to pussy? I'm not allergic to pussy. Do you know how many kids I have?
Kids?
Yes, kids. Do you have any kids?
You got kids, bro.
I have motherfucking kids. Do you have any kids?
Nah, I mean kids. You
okay,
got.
And I got kids. So you and you up there standing back there like you just.
Nah, I'm just saying. I don't want to get no cooties and no shit like that.
Cooties?
Yeah.
What the fuck you think I am, the Powerpuff Girl?
I don't know. I just feel like you touch a motherfucker, nigga. Don't even say Crip, career. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get comfortable. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, bro.
Get comfortable. Why are you acting like you're not comfortable? Hey, girl.
Hey, we ain't doing all that, bro.
Why you so mad?
Oh, I have not seen you in forever, girl. Oh, my God.
Y'all done?
Yes. That's my girl right there. That's my girl. You know my girl?
How many kids you got, bro?
I got one.
Oh, you said kids. I'm just saying.
How many kids you got?
I ain't got none. Not right now.
You ain't got no kids on you, so you ain't never put kids on the couch?
Nah, not on this one.
Okay.
Not on this
one. Oh, okay.
So, like, with you being Crip, did they, like, get y'all handicap stickers when y'all got in?
Well, it was blue. It was blue, but, mm-hmm. You know, the handicap sticker, then I realized that I wanted to go into orange. So you see, I got my zesty Hoovers on. So mm-hmm. Like, this is my collection. I'm now sponsored by Hoover.
Type shit.
And now I sell these little glass. I got these little glasses. These my Hoover collections. This is the orange because you know the Crip Hoovers is the orange. Mm-hmm. So now these is 20. You want to buy some? These $25.
No, I don't want them.
They just $25. You ain't got $25.
Nah, I do. I'm a pass. I appreciate it though.
Oh, okay. Really, yeah, because you know they just $25. You know people that got money. You know that's nothing to people that got money. $25. You know.
Type shit.
Yeah, type shit.
Somebody lace your Skittles.
Excuse me?
Did somebody lace your Skittles?
Lace my Skittles?
Yeah.
I laced my motherfucking shoes. I don't know.
Nah, you know how like when people lace people weed, they get that acting crazy. I'm saying, was you eating some Skittles and got some laced Skittles?
Well, I did.
And what made him gay or something? You think he got some laced, bro?
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie. You know, it was this one time when I smoked some weed and I thought that I had died. I had got real high one time and I got so high that I thought that I had passed away and went to hell or something. Like, you know, they say that gay people go to hell when they die. So, like, I had thought that I was in hell after I smoked the weed.
Yeah, yeah.
You put the pillow back up?
No, I was just getting comfortable.
Okay. I'm going to get comfortable, too.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, I was asking my girl, you know, before I interviewed you, and I showed her your picture. She said it's giving Trey. What the fuck is that?
It's giving what?
Trey. Like Trey Gay. What is that?
Oh, Trey. Because, you know, I'm, you know, Crip nigga, you know. So, like, I be, you know, trade. Like, so it's like that you got to trade. Like, so we going to trade, like, the gayness out for, so like, some straight nigga. Hello. Some straight nigga acting. You know what I'm saying? Some straight nigga acting. You know, so, like, niggas that act a little straight, they call them trade. If you act like you gay, but you act like you a nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's me. So, like, I'm a trade acting ass nigga.
When did you start fucking with pussy? Like, what made you?
When did I start fucking pussy?
Stop fucking with it.
Stop fucking. When did I start?
I mean, you got a baby. I mean, how you do that?
We did that a whole different type of way. I put my sperm in a damn syringe. And she just scooped it up and put it in her pussy. And I just was just there to just initiate the acts of squirting into a cup. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't actually fuck a bitch. I just put my...
Never?
No, I never fucked no bitch. I just put my sperm in a cup.
I don't know what you're missing out on, man. That's some good shit.
Pussy?
Yeah, that shit. Yeah,
I'm missing out on something?
Yeah, you missing out on that. That shit.
You missing out on something, too.
Nah, hell
you,
no.
You missing out on something, too.
Nah, hell
no. You know, it's real. It's cool over here. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not bad. You know, can't knock it till you try it. You got to knock. You got to do it first and then see if you like it. And then you can say that. But you ain't never even tried.
Yeah, nah, I'm straight.
Oh, okay.
Literally, I'm straight. But,
okay. I see you put your pillow down.
Nah, it fell. You can have that. Yeah. But, so you, how long you been rapping this shit?
I've actually been rapping for like 4 years. 4 years I've been rapping, and it's actually been going pretty good, and everything's been going in my favor. You don't have to work twice as hard, you know, than the regular straight person, you know, because I'm gay, I have to work a little bit harder than the natural straight person. So, you know, I have to pay more, I have to do more, and I have to act more. So, you know. So I've been doing this a long time. I've been rapping, you know. I came up with my song called Fuck a Nigga, and it did pretty good. I did it with Wicca Films. You know who Wicca Films is?
Yeah, that's my big dog.
Yeah, he over there, ain't he?
I fuck with him.
Yeah, I did my song with him, and that was the start of my rap career. It did
that's,
pretty good.
That's hard. That's
you know,
hard.
I'm like the, you know, the Sexy Red and the Glorillas.
Type shit, you know? Type shit. Mm-hmm. So you, so what you got? I think you got, I seen that you, working with Drewski now, ain't it?
Working with Drewski?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say I'm working with him, but, while I was working with him, it didn't seem like I was working with him. It seems like that I was just there freeballing is what I like to call it. You know,
Pause. Free ball. Pause. You gotta pause.
Oh, free balling. You don't know what free balling means.
Mm-hmm. Well, not coming from you. You shouldn't. I don't think you should say
that. Well, free balling, the definition of it means is like you just got draws on and you just hanging. But what I'm talking about, free balling, is like I was just there, just being there. You know what I'm saying? And Drewski, you know, he got them strong-ass legs, you know, with that big-ass belly.
Type shit.
You know, because, you know, I thought he was a little cute a little bit at first. I thought Drewski was kind of cute. But then when I met him in person and seen them strong-ass football legs and seen that big-ass burr belly with the belly button wasn't showing, I was, like, kind of just turned off by his fat ass.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Crack be showing the shit when he get out the car type shit.
Yeah, type shit. You know, but...
Fat niggas.
Yeah, I'm not into fat niggas. But he kind of just let me just do what I wanted to. Like, you know, he wasn't really like, I had my, like, my other cast members, they really wasn't doing shit. You know, they was just being themselves and shit like that. But, like, he wasn't talking shit to me how he was talking to the other cast members. He was cussing everybody out, calling niggas bitches and saying, sit the fuck down. But he wasn't talking to me like that. Like, cause he just knew, like, cause I'm a real Crip nigga. You know, so he just knew the difference. Like, he was like, okay, well, let me not play with Tony like that because I don't want to get my ass whooped.
Speaking of, like, you being Crip, like, mm-hmm. who put you down? How did you get in? Was it, like, an interest meeting? Like,
it was a situation where, like, I was dealing with somebody, you know? I was, like, dealing with somebody, like, a little bit, like, on a personal level. And then, like, I kind of got introduced to being a Crip. So, like, at first, like, when I lived on this, I lived on the south side in Fort Worth, is the Crip place. That's the Crip side of Fort Worth, is the south side. The east side is the blood side. So when I moved to my neighborhood of being in the Crip landing, I met these other Crips. And they was like, you know, real serious about their crafts and shit like that. And I didn't know nothing about Crip. So one day I walked around the corner and they was explaining to me what Crip is. And they was like, oh, yeah, Crips were blue and Bloods were red and Goons were white. I was like, Goons? What the fuck is a goon? A goon is supposed to be like a person that like kill people or something like that. And they like, you could pay them. You know, you see how you got your little ski mask on? So like, goons wear a ski mask. So you got your little ski mask on and like, they supposed to like pay to go and kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? So like, a goon is like if you want to hire for
like
kill.
You with your little ski mask on.
Yeah, you see how shit. You got your little ski mask on? Your little ski mask on.
And do he scare you, Tony?
I mean.
Do he scare you?
I mean.
If he jumped out and said, Rob, go. Dude.
I mean, you know, goons were this, but when I got here and I'm sitting next to him, you know, for some reason, I'm just not scared. I don't know why I'm not scared. I thought you were supposed to be scared.
Because he's going to say, rah. He's going to say, rah.
Rah. Yeah, I don't. But see, he's not doing none of that. You know, he don't act like a goon. But goons were white. Did you know that? You have on black. So you're not really a goon. But goons were all white is what I was taught. Bloods were red, Crips were blue and orange. You see, I got on my little orange, my little zesty oranges. You see, I got on my orange.
So you a zesty Crip?
I mean, you know, that's just the brand that I'm rocking. I'm really a hard ass, street ass, real ass nigga. But I got on my I'm sponsored by this company called Zest, and I got these on right now. So
you
I got
want,
on my little
you want a
Zest.
Pair?
So I got on my little zesty.
Fuck no.
Do you want a pair?
No. My last interview.
You don't want no Zest collections from the Zest collection?
I ain't fucking with this week.
I brought you some Zest glasses. They in my pink backpack over there. You mean to tell me you don't want the motherfucker?
Hell no. I don't know what's on it. I'm straight.
What you mean what's on it? It's orange. You don't like oranges?
You don't like oranges.
I ain't fucking with none of this shit, really, to be honest.
Why the fuck not?
Look at how you sitting, and it's just too much.
You want me to change up how I'm sitting?
No, you just stay over there. Hey, wig, come on, fool. This man right here, fool. But for real, though, man, you know, so you don't like pussy at all?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was this one time that...
It's more like it, ain't a pistol.
I fuck this. I like that. I like your hair.
Who you picking at of me and him?
She outside, bro.
Who you picking at of me and him?
You sitting right here. You closer to me.
So you picking me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you cock blocking?
I told you he was picking trans.
What she say?
What?
What?
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, what? What'd she say? Trans.
Transformer.
Nah, hell nah.
So you want my girl?
Nah, I'm straight.
You want
I don't
my
know
girl?
What the fuck going on in this couch with. The fuck you recruiting, fool?
Well, we got a
So you want my girl or not?
Bruh, y'all both got the role, fool.
This my girl right
hey,
here.
Hey, where the security at, fool, that you been paying?
Bro, stop playing with me.
This my girl right here.
I ain't tell you, bro. My bad. Y'all should have been looking at it the whole time. I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
Y'all lame hell for this.
This is who I had. And also Charleston White grandson. This is who I got the baby by right here. This my baby mama.
Mm-mm. I ain't gonna lie. This is the most uncomfortable interview ever.
Hey, what it do, man? It's Wicked Film Boxed In. Hey, man, tag some people y'all think we should interview next. We got a lot of great interviews coming out, but I want to see who y'all want us to interview. You know what I'm saying? So tag some people y'all want us to interview next, and we'll see what's up. Thank y'all. Boxed In, Wicked Film.